Yeah, we do.
I'm just wondering about the translation where it says something in effect, the longing for the good is the cause of the trouble.
Oh, right.
Because obviously that would be in contrast with something like this. It teaches that, the Buddha's saying things that like one should separate mental states into the wholesome and unwholesome.
Right.
And then work to uphold and improve and sustain the wholesome.
Right.
But the wholesome and the good sound really close to each other.
Yes. Well, I one of the things, both of those are true. You know, in the sense that it depends on how, you know, where, say, how you're approaching it, so that there is the necessity to cultivate those aspects of the wholesome. The whole path is built on a metta. How do you think of the Noble Eightfold Path is all wholesome dhammas that one is cultivating. But then this is it's khanda vimutti, so that this is more around the liberation of the khandas. So then that longing for good and the kind of creating an identity of me being a good person who is not tempted or is not stained. But those are that's an obstacle. It depends on which way one looks at it. It's sort of like the the story from the sixth patriarch of the I can't remember it all that clear, but there's where the candidate for the sixth patriarch writes a poem and it's okay on its own because it's more talking about the path than developing the path, and then the sixth patriarch. The person who becomes a sixth patriarch sort of sees that and says, "No, it's like, you know, there is no mirror, there is no dust. It's, you know, it's speaking from a different perspective." And that's similar. There's like this is speaking from a different perspective, and both of them are true. And it's a lot of it is the, because you can grasp at the, it's like with Ajahn Chah, oftentimes he talk about the way he was like the convention, the convention, well, I'm not sure how, I mean, no, the sumut and mimut, sort of like the conventional and the transcendent, and you can grasp at either of them, but then also there's a necessity. Each has their function, so that part of the development of wisdom is understanding how each one is applied and how it is relevant, so that we for the most part we have to pay a lot of attention to the conventional aspects of development, but we do need to reflect from a transcendent place as well in terms of relinquishment and letting go. So both of those are the longing for good. It's like, and I think he was quite specific in that, just even like that, say the longing for jhana, course, you know, the Buddha praises the development of these clear states of consciousness. But then the cause of suffering can be its longing and its identification of when, you know, when I get my samadhi together, then I'm going to be okay. So that each has the seeds of suffering if it's misunderstood. And of course, that's where the fundamental roots from dependent origination, the avijja, that lack of true knowledge, is the source of suffering. So that being able to cut through the roots of the that fundamental avijja.